That's right, everyone. We're talking about working for a living. This is the gig economy. Welcome to MIS, and I'm your host, Todd Wolfhurst. In this episode, we're going to be talking about the gig economy, what it is, and some apps that you can use to jump into the gig economy if you're so inclined. So let's start with a definition. What is the gig economy? A labor market characterized by the prevalence of short-term contracts or freelance work as opposed to a permanent job, i.e. a gig. That definition comes to us from dictionary.com. Now let's talk about the top five gigs that are out there. These are in no specific order, but I will start with one of the ones that everyone thinks about when they think of the gig or the sharing economy, which is Uber. Uber is a ride-hailing platform. It allows you to take your personal car and chauffeur people around using the app. Whether you love Uber or hate Uber, they are one of the major players when it comes to the gig economy. All right, number two in our top five is Lyft. Lyft is a direct competitor to Uber and, again, allows you to take your vehicle and do ride hailing. I believe there are drivers out there that both do Uber and Lyft to maximize any profits they may have with using their personal vehicles to pick people up and chauffeur them around. The next gig or service that we want to talk about is Airbnb. Airbnb is essentially Uber for your house. You can rent out your house to strangers and let them live there for a short period of time, usually anywhere from a few days up to a few months. Some people do it longer than that, but it's really just sharing the extra rooms in your house and sometimes the entire house as opposed to going to a hotel room. Some people love this option. It really gives them a chance to sort of live like a local and maybe even experience some of the things that local folks get to do as opposed to just going to a hotel room. Next on our list is Amazon Flex. Amazon Flex allows you to deliver packages. You simply log into their app and you basically start delivering. It gives you a lot of flexibility and you can earn anywhere from $18 to $25 an hour doing this. You do need to be 21 years of age. Next on our list is TaskRabbit. TaskRabbit lets you find people to pretty much do anything. You can find people to mow grass, pick up the dry cleaning, do plumbing, or any other pesky task that kind of gets in your way that you may or may not have time for. TaskRabbit has what they call taskers, and they also, like all these other companies, claim to have a robust background search. So as you can see, there's lots of benefits to the gig economy. People performing these tasks can take their spare or unused capacity, whether that be their car, their time, or some other asset, and monetize it. But there can also be a dark side to the gig economy. First and foremost is exploitation. There have been claims that some companies have exploited their position in the market to push out competitors, and in some cases not follow the same regulations that other industries have had to follow for a long time. For example, taxi cab drivers or hotels that compete directly with some of the ride-sharing services or some of the house-sharing services don't have to meet the same standards as hotels or taxi cab drivers. With that, some people argue that those regulations and standards are in place for a reason, and it could potentially put the consumer at risk. With these sharing economies popping up so fast, some regulations have been slow to catch up. Therefore, those services have been able to exploit some weaknesses in regulations and grab market share. At this time, a number of things about the gig economy are unknown. For example, will there be new regulations and new oversight for things around the gig economy? Will they continue to be profitable? As the labor markets around the United States tighten, will they be able to attract workers, or will those workers want to find more full-time employment? What recourse do consumers have to be if they're not satisfied with an experience? How difficult or easy is it to contact the, you know, headquarters of the gig economy? What liability do companies have, as a lot of times these independent workers are seen as independent contractors, so they don't necessarily have to give them the same types of benefits, or some of the federal rules don't apply to them for overtime and HR rules that would normally apply to employees. So lots and lots of things to still kind of work through and think through, both from an economic perspective and from a political and regulatory perspective. But one thing is for sure, the gig economy is here. It's not going to go away overnight. All of these questions and more will eventually need to be answered. Until then, thanks for listening to MIS. I am your host, Todd Wolfhurst.